Welcome to A Rounded About.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I think this is so important to talk about because as our population gets older, as we live longer and longer, I imagine sooner or later every single family in the United States will have to deal with this on some level.
Mike, probably at some level, it's hard to say, you know, some of this can be hereditary. Some of it's not hereditary. There are family members that are diagnosed with this with no history whatsoever. So it's, you know, very hard to say which family is going to be affected, which family will not.
What exactly is the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's? I think a lot of people use the terms interchangeably.
Dementia is a general term for a decline in mental ability severe enough to interfere with a person's daily living. Alzheimer's is the actual diagnosis. Dementia is just an assimilation of symptoms that you would see in a patient.
So Alzheimer's is more of a medical condition that you might even get prescription drugs for or something like that?
There are drugs on the market. A lot of people feel like the drugs are going to actually reverse the condition. What the drugs will do is basically slow down the progression of the disease. There is nothing on the market that will reverse the condition or just stop it dead in its tracks.
When you think you are recognizing these symptoms, I think for a lot of people it's going to be parents. It's going to be, you know, mom and dad. And I think maybe they've gone from just being forgetful to having a serious problem. What do you do?
Well, one thing that you want to do, and this is what we see with a lot of families, we do not live as close to our parents as we used to years ago. So you call them on the phone, you have a 10-minute conversation, and mom and dad can keep it in the road for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you hang up. And you have no idea what they're doing. They're, you know, cutting on the stove, forget that they've cut it on, walk off. A lot of times they realize that they're having problems, but they don't say anything because they're afraid that the family will swoop in, put them in some type of facility, an assisted living or nursing home, and then their independence goes away. And, you know, these situations progress. They gradually get worse. And then when the family comes in on one of the holidays and they see what mom and dad have been doing, the house has not been kept up. It's very disheveled looking. They've not been paying their bills appropriately. You know, they have foreclosure notices laying on the kitchen table. The family realizes there's a major problem.
What are some signs that say definitely it is time to really seriously have a talk with them and say, you know, I know you don't want this, but this is really what's best for you at this point?
One of the things, can they balance a checkbook? That is most important. Can they manage their money? If you find out that they cannot manage their money, somebody needs to take a real close look. Or, you know, someone always loses their car keys. Well, if they continue to lose their car keys, that may not be a big red flag to you, but for somebody that starts forgetting little things like, where are my car keys? You may not be able to remember someone's name, and you think about it all day, and it still does not come to them. All people have some memory impairment throughout their life.
Yeah, nobody's got a perfect memory.
No. And, you know, you hope that if I say, oh, now what is his name? You know, in a while you can figure it out.
Right.
With your dementia patients, you begin to find out they can't recall the name. They can't find their car keys. They'll go maybe to church, drive to church, and then they cannot find their car in the parking lot. Your ability to take care of yourself, they're not taking their medications correctly. You know, they've been taking them like they're supposed to, and you go over and you find out they've not taken their meds for 4 days. As you're dementia progresses, a lot of times you'll begin to see behaviors, irritability. They're angry when you try to redirect them. They start calling 911. They think there are people in the house with them. They've become very paranoid, very suspicious. They'll accuse family members of coming in and stealing their jewelry or taking, you know, objects out of the house. The objects are there. They've just been misplaced. Hallucinations are not uncommon, both visual and auditory. They'll call family members on the phone in the middle of the night and say, I just saw your sister. She's here at the house. Well, the sister lives 1,000 miles away.
How do you go about having that conversation? It's got to be so difficult just to breach that subject with your loved ones, particularly if it's somebody like an authority figure, mom or dad.
It's tough. That's all I can say. Hopefully. And this is what a lot of families do not do. they've never sat down with their parents and talked about the what ifs. What if this happens, or what if that happens? And those are important conversations to have way before the person ever gets sick. When my parents were in their 60s, we sat down and had those conversations, like, what kind of medical care do you want if this comes up? What kind of treatment do you want? So we had those conversations. Not that I was trying to take over any control, my brother or I, but we needed to know what their thoughts and wishes are. We went ahead and did living wills or advanced directives. We did power of attorneys for financial as well as medical, so all of that paperwork would be in place while they were still able to make those decisions. It's never easy to sit down with your parent, because if you're the child, they are always the parental unit.
Yeah.
And it's hard to have those conversations, and it depends on how comfortable you are with actually talking to your parents. A lot of children never have those conversations, and we get those crisis calls. What am I going to do? And, of course, the next step is we say, bring them in. We'll do an assessment. Well, we can't get mom to get in the car. There are some options, and sometimes they end up having to call the police, you know, or the crisis response team to the home if there is an imminent danger, you know, to the person. And it just starts off on the wrong foot, because the parent then thinks that the child is trying to put them away. They're trying to take their money, take their house. And the other big issue is, where are the rest of your siblings in regards to these issues? Are they on the same page? Is everybody on the same page together? Are they not? Do you have somebody thinking nothing's wrong with mom and dad, so they're the holdout, and you're trying to get treatment, and they're saying you're not taking mom or dad, you know, to a facility? Lot of family issues come up.
What does something like the senior program, the senior life program at Park Ridge or other places like that, do to actually help people with Alzheimer's and dementia?
If you are pleasantly confused, we'll never see you.
Okay.
We're only going to see you if you have behavioral symptoms. If you are aggressive, if you're agitated, if you're wandering from home, which is a big factor that we see with a lot of patients, we bring them in. We deal with the behaviors, try to stabilize them, look at their medications. If they need to be on medication, they may be started on medication at that point in time. They may already be on medication that their family doctor put them on, and we just need to adjust where the doses are. We also not only look at the behavioral symptoms, but we look at the medical, because with your medical comorbidities, you have your diabetes, your thyroid problems, your hypertension. All of those medications can interact, and if patients aren't taking them appropriately, they can be toxic from meds, so it gives the impression that they may be demented when they're really not. So you've got to rule out any medical causes before you actually, you know, zero in on all the behavioral symptoms.
Susan Farmer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.